410 Ducky Mobile.
And C9V.
Son, how you doing this morning?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Hope you had a great trip over the weekend. Beautiful weather for it.
It's awesome. It was nice up there where we were at. It didn't start raining until the morning that we were leaving yesterday morning, but I outran the rain once I got down to I-40.
No good deal. Yeah, what did you think of that big old cave system?
Awesome. We did the two-hour historic tour, and that was really good. It took a toll on the daughter, boy. She was gasping after all that long walk.
Walking, I'm sure. I mean, your legs hurt.
Well, tour, it was different than, have you ever been to Ruby Falls? Falls there in Chattanooga, it's got a lot of the stalactites and stalagmites, but this cave is really dry, so it doesn't have all of that in it. So it was a lot different.
Interesting. I've been not really interested in the caves and such. I wouldn't say I'm claustrophobic, but something about being underground and something falls in, you can't get up and back out.
Now, this thing was huge. I mean, you go in there and some of the ceilings was, 50 foot high, and it was, 100 foot wide.
My wife and I took scuba diving classes, got certified. Went scuba diving down in the springs down in Florida. One of the springs we went to was Orange Grove Spring, and at the bottom of Orange Grove is a big cavern and the whole cave system down there. Anyway, we went down and we went with a Navy guy. It was actually a Navy diver. And, we went down. It was 129 feet down. We were down there at the entrance of the little narrow cave where they have a sign that posted says, "Do not go past this point." Certified cave diving instructors have died in these caves. Do not go past this point unless you have proper safety equipment and everything. And we all got pictures around that. And in the process of taking pictures, we stirred up the silt. And man, I can see how it'd be very easily disorienting if you got lost up there.
And I know we were way back in the cave, and he had a little oil lantern from, I guess the 1850s or whatever, and it was just a flame, no globe or anything, and he turned off the lights and just had that thing on. It's like, man, it was dark and not much light.
I knew back then,
signatures on the ceiling dated like early 1830s.
I can tell you some stories about that cave diving and that diving in Orange Grove Spring. Risky business, I tell you.
I'd like that, going down there, that deep and getting in the cave. Like you said, something happened, you only got a little bit of time to get out.
The regular 80-pound cylinder, you could only stay down not very long, especially at 129 feet. So we went down, got our pictures, and by that time it was time to give up. Well, apparently the guy had depleted his tank so bad while he was down there that he was trying to go up and make a rapid ascent. And as he's going up, he's hit the top of the cave. It's a big cavern, and the bottom of the cavern is where the caves begin. He's hit the top of that cavern. On the way up, you can hear him tinking on this tank hitting on the cave. And then finally going up. Of course, he had to go all the way up topside, grab another tank, and just come back down to, 10, 15 feet, and hang out there for however the decompression time was. And, man, we had to stop there and do the same thing. But something about laying on your back and watching the bubbles, at that depth, they sound like little China crystals going up when you exhale it. Everything's weird down there.
Imagine.
Yes, that's for sure.
With 415 miles of cave, and we did 2 miles.
Who did the 415 miles to map it out?
Still mapping spots that weren't done. They did it with ultrasound and a lot of other new technologies. I think we were, the furthest down we were was like 300 feet.
Yeah, that's in this country, I tell you.
Quite uneventful. And we just got started on the way back on a country road, and there was a wreck that stopped us for about 15 minutes. But other than that, it was good. And coming through the gorge was good, but man, that thing looks like a strip mine where they're trying to get it all fixed.
Pretty good time going through the gorge?
I don't think we slowed down, but lower than maybe 45. We shot right through there. Traffic never ever stopped going through there either way.
Did you go through?
9 in the morning going. And then coming back was probably, I don't know, 1 o'clock.
And I don't know, I think it's backed up. I know we came back from Tennessee. I mean, we were stuck there for
about a stop. River now doesn't look like much in some spots. It looks like just a trickle you could jump across it.
Went to that ham fest over at Greenville. A river over there that is the same way, but I mean you can see the wide swath and it's just washed out and this little trickle in the middle.
One of a bad spot. TFW, I'm back. Yeah, it looked like it washed a bunch of big boulders down into the middle and the water's kind of actually running, you know, under and around all them boulders.
The water will move.
On some back roads up there in Kentucky and Tennessee, kind of like 101 or something like that. It's like, man, it must have been a big truck cut through. There was some big trucks on there, big tankers and that, but obviously they'd ran that road before. I couldn't hardly keep up with them.
Back from Tennessee, I guess 107, they got a bridge washed out on it, and they had this detour, and the detour took us through a windy mountain road. That was interesting. Up the mountain, down the mountain, around the mountain.
It's nice to take them little back roads, and that you never know what you can find. Some little old forgotten towns that are still pretty cute.
Wow, the beautiful scenery. I mean, this beautiful country over there.
That Jellystone Park, that sucker was huge.
Tennessee, I've been through a couple of them. We've never stayed at one, but they have the pretty big ones.
First one for us, of course, the daughter rented a cabin and that, but man, they had a whole pile of cabins. And that thing had two big swimming pools. Of course, they weren't open yet. They had a splash pad for the kids, and it had like a shallow swimming lake that was more like a beach area. And it was huge. And that, but it was a lot of fun. She went down there and on a one of the little events for the kids, and Boo Boo Bear scared her.
Bad Boo Boo. He's even got a little Santa Claus stuffed Santa Claus. He carries that thing with him everywhere he goes. And we're packing them up, send them off, back off, send them back. And you gotta make sure you got the Santa.
Man, some of ours have little stuffed animals like that they can't go anywhere without it.
AT Mobile. Good morning, Eric. Welcome back. NC9B.
Good morning, Eric. KN4 TFW.
Good morning, Ken. How are you guys this morning? Hope you had a good Easter weekend.
But to the best. And, I didn't buy anything but a little ratchet set. Some ended up buying three radios, and none of the three, one of them was bad. But, oh well, live and learn.
Here, we went up there to that Mammoth Cave and in Jellystone Park. That was pretty cute.
What radio did you end up with, Leon, that was bad?
The model number is, it's the newer one, but you got two FT-2600 radios, and the third one, I forget, it was Yaesu, but I don't remember the model number, like an 1820, I guess, I don't know, but it's straight to short. You put a ohm meter on the power and the ground, and it's just it's no loss.
Somebody plugged it in backwards and blew the protection diode.
I thought that's probably what it was.
This is correct. KN4GTM. Yeah, if you want to take a look at it, you're more welcome to.
Yeah, Leon, whatever's more convenient for you. But, yeah, I imagine that's just a blown protection diode. Diodes tend to fail short when they're over current. So, yeah, probably pop that thing out. It works just fine.
There and I can't hold the burner or not. I don't know that much about them yet, so I'm working on it. But yeah, I have to bring it in one morning.
4CLE Mobile, good morning, everybody.
NC9B.
Good morning, Anthony. KN4TFW.
KN4GTM.
Know the name of that GTM, but I can't think of it.
Leon, son.
I was thinking you were Leon, son, but I just couldn't remember the name. Sorry.
I'm a forgetful guy.
Sounds good.
Changed, but I was listening to y'all the whole way from the house, and everything's nice and crystal clear. A lot better than it has been the last couple days.
The landscapers had originally put a rock wall there, but it was sinking into the embankment, so we dug them all out, dug out the embankment, and put in a more robust retaining wall.
Antenna, you use it on the truck there, Dean.
Little comment that I just purchased. Did some work on the repeater, so maybe that's the difference. But everything's been crystal clear this morning versus yesterday morning where I couldn't hear anything, hardly.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I've got a lot more received signal strength indication now. Usually it's staticky and I'm barely getting a bar. And now it's coming in 5 bars here by the up at high end of 85 business.
I heard somebody mention they just did some work on the repeater as well, so I don't know. Not that familiar with it, so.
This morning.
Gentlemen, KO4HKX.
KJKT.
Morning, Patrick, KN4TFW.
Patrick, KQ4ZLA.
KN4GTM.
Patrick, NC9B.
Got across the state line without getting run over. But good to hear everybody this morning. Glad everybody had a good Easter. I've been listening what I could here for a few minutes.
Speed limit any lower coming down that hill?
Something, isn't it?
Passed by a couple of them. They must have been doing 85.
And they lowered the speed limit through here to 45, except for the cattle chute, which is 35. People will absolutely run you over.
They increase it once they get all that paving done, right?
Take it back to 55, but who knows?
Paving is going to be rougher than it ever has been.
Surprised me. 290, where they repaved it, it's already got chunks coming up.
the tax dollars I just paid to support on my boat taxes. Ouch.
Bridges and stuff down here around Lake Hartwell, they redone a lot of them, and they're, and this was like last summer, and they're already chunking back up. Just crazy. And yeah, on the boat taxes, I've got mine coming up too. I got two I got to pay taxes on. That's when I'm going to buy it. KQ4ZLE.
Well, see, y'all have a great day, safe day, and stay dry if it starts raining. Senator, y'all, NC9B.
Have a great day and be safe, KO4HK.
73 Leon, have a safe day, KN4GSW.
73 Leon, be safe, have a great day. This is WTJKT.
Be safe, Leon, KQ4ZLE.
Gentlemen, I'm here at work as well. I'm going to step out as well. 73, everybody. It's good talking with everybody this morning. And y'all be safe.
Be careful out there. KO4HK.
73DNC, KN4TFW.
WTJKT.
Be safe. KQ4ZLE.
Pick up a school bus. Right there in 290 as I'm coming out of the subdivision. And that thing goes all the way up Wade Hampton and then turns on business 85. That just can't be efficient.
Coming from the bus garage just up above you.
Going up into Spartanburg.
Going with a little bit of traffic there. I don't know why it would be heading over to Spartanburg County if it's a Greenville County bus.
You'd think they'd make them park the bus closer to the route and then drive over there or something.
Every bus come back there to the bus garage, and then there's one down somewhere else in Greenville County. So it may be going over that way, but they take every bus back to the bus garage every day.
First wife drove one day, she just parked it up in New York. Of course, that was over in Georgia.
Do any of you ever do anything on 6 meters?
A bit, but not much. Wow, what's up?
Well, I accidentally found a repeater yesterday that's up in Virginia. It's 105 miles from my house as the crow flies, but I can hit it with 5 watts, and it comes in at 60 over on receive on FM. So I thought that might be something we could all try sometime.
But not on a repeater.
You send us the repeater information. See if we can't get it put in. That'd be kind of interesting. There's one up on Bearwalla also in Hendersonville.
I'm gonna put it in our group chat. But I thought that was neat. That because I turned on my SDR and I was looking at the SDR on the PC and I just saw this line coming and going. So I focused in on it, it was 53.63 or something like that, or 62. And I looked it up, and that thing is 105 miles away, and it was blowing up my receiver. So I'm like, well, that might work for everybody. But I tried some other 6-meter repeaters that come up on repeater books, and not a single one of them seemed to be running, or I couldn't hit them. But this one's loud and clear.
On Bearwallow, they have a Friday night net on it every Friday. So it's up and running. The same guy that does it, the 6-4 machine, does that repeater.
Right here.